Victory. Jesus saves. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Good morning, Minister Hill.
Good morning, Dr. Erica. And good morning to Ted Lyon family, man. Ooh, it's a blessing to be here this morning. Yeah. And it's a blessing to be a part of Ted Lyon Ministry. We are blessed. And the best part about being blessed is we know it. So
Amen.
No matter our circumstances, we can still praise the Lord. But there are many people out there that don't know that they are blessed. So they don't have a reason to praise the Lord, or so they think. But I got a reason, because I know I'm blessed. Ooh. And the best part about being blessed is a relationship with the one from whom all blessings flow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. Take your bread in hand and bless his name this morning. I'm sure you already have, because we do that when we wake up. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Yes, God.
After the same manner also, he took the cup. Take your cup in hand, and again, bless his name for what he's done. When he supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Glory. Hallelujah this morning. We are blessed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Hill. I know you're gone. And I'm getting ready. Wherever you are this morning, I want you to stand up. If you're in a position where you can't stand up, then I want you to do it from sitting down. I want you to shake the devil off this morning in the name of Jesus. Y'all like that? In your chest. I'm going to step on your head. This morning, shake him off. Shake him off. It don't say nothing about inside of you. It just say shake him off. Shake all those attachments off. Just shake them off.
Situation.
Come on. You ain't there yet. I know you're not there. I'm discerning. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. Shake yourself free this morning. Shake the devil off this morning. You can do it. If you don't want to do it for you, do it for your atmosphere. Do it for those around you. Y'all like that? Shake the devil off. Trying to get you to.
Y'all ready? Have a good time. Let's go.
The enemy. Yeah. Everybody say,
Jesus.
Jessica, your mic is open.
Praise the Lord.
You. Okay. Do I have a name this morning of somebody I'm supposed to pray for?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the, can you text me the name?
Yes, ma'am.
Of the person I'm supposed to pray for?
I'll do that now.
I'm waiting. I got it in my hand. Caitlin, sometimes God wants to minister to you in a different way. Do you let him? I just gave you a whole sermon here. Because the Holy Ghost changed. There's an atmosphere that the Holy Ghost was trying to get in your house. He was trying to bring it in where you are, where you live, or where you work, wherever. Because, brothers and sisters,
praise the Lord. Praise
somebody
the Lord.
Give me praise. Because you want him to move, but he's obligated to move by your love for him and your faith in him. Oh, we got a long way to go.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody give me praise.
The
glory. See, I know God don't need Ted Line. God doesn't need Ted Line, but Ted Line needs God. Always and forever and in everything. Ted Line needs God. Not want him, need him.
Praise the Lord. Praise
somebody give me praise.
The
glory. Some of you need to stop being drugged along and you need to get up and walk. You need to get up and walk. Aren't you tired of being drugged along, just barely making it in? That's because your relationship with God is like that.
Praise the Lord. Praise
somebody
the Lord.
Give me praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
said tomorrow I'll take the next person on the list. Brothers and sisters, nobody is in this ministry because they need any exercise. Everybody in this 10-line ministry is here because we love God, honor him, reverence him, and we understand and know him as Lord. Time. for you to get yourself together. Okay? You hear me? In Vietnam, it took two men to carry a dead man. Nobody's going to carry you anymore. You're going to step up to the plate. You're going to carry your own weight. Or you need to find you a company, a troop, where you're glad to be there, where you're happy about Jesus there. Because I'm going to tell you this. When I play that song, don't listen to your mind, listen to your heart. It's all about the heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the abundance of the heart, your heart is supposed to be full of the Lord Jesus Christ. So full that you can just come beside, or he can just extend his hand towards you. And you and he connect. Don't be nowhere where you just think you got to get knowledge. Knowledge ain't it, brothers and sisters. It's just one part. Your mind might connect, and your soul and your body is totally disconnected. Your body might be connected, and your spirit and soul is disconnected. God's Holy Spirit, Jesus, and God are never, ever, ever in disunity. They're never disconnected. They're one. Your spirit, your soul, your body got to be one. And if you connected, hooking up with somebody, and you're not hurting anybody, you're not doing anything to anybody but yourself. I spent the night last night in the healing home praying. I'm going over there, I'm going to sleep in every bed, and I'm going to pray. I prayed over that bed I slept in last night. And I'm going to pray over every bed over there. I'm going to sleep in it, roll in it, and pray that you would be restored to him, spirit, soul, and body. It is not a difficult thing to get anything from God. But what I'm finding out, if you don't know what his word says, you don't know what he is saying. If you don't love him, it's pretty obvious because you don't know his word. So you don't know what it is to love or how to love. And this is why the devil tries to take your love from you, because he knows. That's the thing. Your love of God is what keeps you with him. But so many people are disconnected. And then when the Lord takes the spout and opens it up and let it flow like water, they don't even want to get under that spout. Why? Because the devil done tricked them that they know so much. Brothers and sisters, if you know so much, why aren't you in heaven? The Bible said Enoch walked with God. God took him up. It's because you don't, and I don't. But maybe the one difference between you and me is that every day I'm looking and I'm pulling on God, and I'm not anxious about it or obnoxious about it. I just rest in him because I just know by faith he's it. He's going to be it, do it, have it, cause it, whatever. And if he got to create it, he's still it. He cannot lie, because whatever comes out of his mouth is the truth. If it don't exist as it comes out of his mouth, it's being manifested right then. And why can't you believe that? Because there's something in you called self. And so many of you have made your own self your own God, and that's why you're failing. So many of you, I watch people I watch somebody come and try to give instructions to how the prayer line going to go. I said, my goodness. They just took Jesus all the way out the picture. They totally disregarded what Jesus may or may not want to do. So they're going to give Jessica some instructions to give me as to how we're going to do the prayer. I took that to God. He said, you know what? This woman, praise me in song. Just praise me. Anybody want something from me, they can get it. As they praising me, they'll get it. Check yourself. And check how much you're trying to lead God instead of follow him. I'll see you tomorrow on the deadline. The Lord say the same.